The Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
So I'm not familiar with this TV show. The Wall?
Yeah, The Wall. Okay. This is what I watched instead of the game. It's like a glorified giant game of Plinko where contestants have to answer questions. And if they get them right, the balls are green and they drop them through, you know, the various slots and they can land in money. And if they get the questions wrong, the balls are red and they lose money. And they can, and they have like a $1 million slot on the board. And we were just talking about how much you love LeBron James. And LeBron James is actually the producer of The Wall, but it's hosted by Chris Hardwick, who, you know, he's in my hot tub.
Yes, yes. Oh, so that is something that we're going to have to talk about tonight.
Yeah.
Is the hot tub, the famous
hot tub game.
The famous hot tub. Okay, real quick, because we were talking off the air.
About the
John, because you were actually talking football with me.
Yeah, I actually do know some football. I was saying that, you know, Osweiler should have stayed, and you know, because he was already familiar with the dynamics of the team, and you know, you're young and dumb and you go where the money is. Well, you really should have stayed, taken less money, but you would have had the notoriety and you would have had the chance to grow.
Yeah,
because I think that he was good and
he
had the potential to be great. And then we're talking about the quarterbacks that were of the John Elway
draft
era, and we got Marino and Kelly and Elway, and then I couldn't remember anybody else, but I was pretty proud to get three. So.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. But then I started trying to think of all the quarterbacks that were drafted in that, because it's widely considered the best quarterback draft in the history of the NFL. So I looked it up real quick, and the quarterbacks that were part of that draft, John Elway, Todd Blackledge, who we got, mm-hmm. Jim Kelly, Tony Eason, so I was right, Tony
yes.
Eason.
Chris did say that.
Dan Marino, and the guy you were thinking of, Chi-Chi, is Ken O'Brien. Ken O'Brien played with the Jets.
For the Jets, yeah.
Yeah. Now I'm looking at the rest of this. Gary Kubiak, I forgot, was also drafted in 83.
I've heard of that name before.
He sounds familiar. Tom Ramsey, who was not very good. Babe Laufenberg.
Babe.
He was terrible. He was terrible.
He Laufenberg'd. Sorry.
I'm just going to let you go with that. I'm not coming to your rescue on that one. You got yourself out on the cliff. I'm just going to let you get yourself back in.
I just jumped.
I just jumped. Like, save me. There's no going back on this one. So, yeah, that was the list of quarterbacks. Because, yeah, I think it's sad to me to think that this Bronco team may be missing out on what should have been a 4 or 5 year Super Bowl window.
Oh yeah.
We probably only have a few years left of the defense the way it is now.
Right.
And now we're going to waste it trying to figure out who to lead an offense that should not be in this position. I'm very happy that Mike McCoy is back. He's mm-hmm. going to make a better offense. They should be better next week. And frankly, all we need for this offense is just to be average.
Right.
We do not need a high-powered offense with the defense we have. We do not need to get into shootouts. We just need to average 21 points a game. With this defense, if your offense can score 3 or 4 times,
mm-hmm.
you're going to win most of your games.
Right.
Problem is, for the last 2 years, our offense has been well below average.
Mm-hmm.
And that is an issue. And there's a reason why by the end of the season, the defensive players are looking at the offensive guys going, come on, man, pull your weight.
It's like, we're so tired. We can't keep doing this. We can't run. We can't do both.
Right, because they've been scoring.
You've got to step it up. Right. Oh, yeah.
Like, they've been scoring more than our offense sometimes.
It's like we have a really lean defense because they've been running a lot.
I do think this offensive line will make a difference. They are better. They're meaner. And sometimes mm-hmm. with offensive line, it's not even just about talent. It's about attitude. Offensive line is all about attitude. You got to be mean, and you got to have pride in beating the man across from you.
Right.
And technique obviously goes into that. and talent and footwork and where you put your arms. But for the most part, I thought for a large part of it is just attitude. Got to be mean. If you meet too many offensive linemen that are nice, they're probably not very good offensive linemen. But the best ones are just mean.
Just mean.
They are. They just want to road grade you. Just pancake you.
Right. And then so, they just make up by donating to charity later. I atone for my sins. I give to Children's Miracle Network.
Yes. That's exactly what they do.
Right.
They make up for by not killing anybody later.
Right.
So, you know, I do think had Brock stayed, he'd be able to play for championships here.
Right. Well, and I think that he also had, he was learning, you know, under great players.
Yeah.
And I think that he would have been a decent leader. I mean, I know that he's young, but I think that he was learning, you know, by examples.
Yeah,
so,
he watched Peyton Manning
right.
do what he did.
And he
years.
Was, and Elway, you know, the GM. So it's just kind of like you see how this can be done.
Right. But he took the money.
Right.
Which I think a lot of young people will do because they think that that's what it's all about.
Right.
Not understanding the concept of, you know what, bite the bullet here a little because it'll pay off
back.
In the end.
Right. It'll come back in space.
You know, when we were young, I know there were things that I did when I was young. You know, I left Channel 9 when I was working at Channel 9 thinking mm-hmm. if I was moving to a better job. I was, you know, I went from producing 9 Wants to Know to executive producer at a smaller station.
Right.
You know, thinking this is how I'm going to move ahead. You know, I got paid more.
Mm-hmm.
I had to drive to the Springs every day, but it was worth it, you know. In retrospect, I probably should have just stayed at Channel 9 because the management of that particular TV station was poor and they ran it poorly. And my career suffered because I left what was a very stable, solid, well-known organization to try my luck at another organization that I didn't know as much about. And in the end, I ended up having to come back to Denver and get a job at Channel 2.
Right.
In a lower position than what I had left. So, you know, you do things when you're young. So I understand that. But gosh darn it, it would have been so nice to have Brock Osweiler here. And the problem is John Elway's not going to go get him because his ego is hurt.
He abandoned him.
Yeah, his ego is bruised. And Elway, yeah. Listen, he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. That man has an ego.
Oh, yeah.
And when it gets bruised, someone's going to pay. And I think John Elway is perfectly happy watching Brock Osweiler struggle in the purgatory that is Cleveland.
Right.
You know.
He's like, my plan
right.
worked.
Meanwhile, Bronco fans are like, come on, John.
Get him back.
Go get him. He'll be fine here.
You know, how much is to bring Brady here? Just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Don't lynch me. Don't lynch me. Ah, lynch. Okay, I'm kidding. Anyway.
You know, they went and looked at a guy named
Well, he had to play clean, first of all.
Well,
that would
see,
be
and
weird.
I'm not sure he could do that. He wouldn't be able to win here. They went and looked at a guy named A.J. McCarron with the Bengals. He's a backup QB. You don't want him. I'm of the belief that we need to go look at a guy who's already on the market, like an RG3 or the guy from San Francisco whose name I suddenly...
Kippersnickles.
Kaepernick. Yes, Kippersnickles.
Kippersnickles.
Kippersnickles. We need to go get Kippersnickles.
Yeah.
And take a look at him.
Actually, I would love Kaepernick to be here.
I would too.
I think that I
he'd be good here.
Yeah.
Mike McCoy could work with him. He is an actual good quarterback. He played last year and had significantly better numbers than Trevor Siemian did.
Right.
He threw 18 touchdowns and 7 interceptions, as opposed to 18 and 15.
Right. Right.
For our guy.
Exactly.
And by the way, Kaepernick, or Kippersnickles, as you call him. I like that name. I'm going to go with that. Kippadoodles. Kippadoodles.
Yeah.
He actually makes plays. He's a dynamic player. He's a playmaker. He doesn't just do the little things great. He does other things really well, too, that brings you to the edge of your seat. To me, football is something that should make you excited. It is hard for me to get excited, even if it's the Broncos watching Trevor Siemian behind center. It's like watching Kyle Orton behind center. I'd rather watch paint dry.
I'd rather watch golf.
Hey.
Okay.
Lay off the golf, man. Golf is awesome. All right. So we've changed the music. We're going with the smash hits of the 90s again because I think I chose poorly with the first one. Well, this is much better.
Yes.
I like this much better.
I like the 90s.
So we're going to talk about your famed hot tub coming up.
Yes.
So get ready because I've got a bunch of searing questions to ask you about it.
Sure. Got it.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back. You may hide if you can stand the pain.